Let us read from God's holy word, from the Acts of the Apostles, the first part of chapter 23. The Acts of the Apostles, chapter 23, and we'll read the first 11 verses. And Paul, earnestly beholding the council, said, "Men and brethren, I have lived in a good conscience before God until this day. And the high priest Ananias commanded them that stood by him to smite him on the mouth. Then said Paul unto him, God shall smite thee, thou whited wall. For sittest thou to judge me after the law, and commandest me to be smitten contrary to the law? And they that stood by said, Revilest thou God's high priest? Then said Paul, I wist not, brethren, that he was the high priest, for it is written, Thou shalt not speak evil of the ruler of thy people. But when Paul perceived that the one part were Sadducees and the other part, the others Pharisees, he cried out in the council, Men and brethren, I am a Pharisee, the son of a Pharisee, of the hope and resurrection of the dead, I am called in question. And when he had so said, there arose a dissension between the Pharisees and the Sadducees, and the multitude was divided. For the Sadducees say that there is no resurrection, neither angel nor spirit, but the Pharisees confess both. And there arose a great cry, and the scribes that were of the Pharisees part arose and strove, saying, We find no evil in this man. But if a spirit or an angel hath spoken to him, let us not fight against God. And when there arose a great dissension, the chief captain, fearing lest Paul have been pulled in pieces of them, commanded the soldiers to go down and to take him by force from among them and to bring him into the castle. And the night following, the Lord stood by him and said, Be of good cheer, Paul, for as thou hast testified of me in Jerusalem, so must thou bear witness also at Rome. May the Lord bless his word to us. There's no doubt this was a hard path that the dear apostle Paul was having to walk in at this time, being brought before the council and to the many that would destroy his life if they had their way. But this 11th verse seemed to rest upon me. And the night following, the Lord stood by him. The Lord wonderfully stood by the apostle, not only on this occasion, but too when they were to be shipwrecked in the 27th chapter. He told those all in that ship, 276 of them, this wonderful word. There stood by me this night the angel of God, whose I am and whom I serve. And the Lord was wonderfully standing by him here. He says, the Lord stood by him to help him, to strengthen him, to uphold him, to deliver him from those that would destroy him and take away his life. And the reason he was there was because of his faithful ministry of the dear Lord Jesus, and how he had to walk out that great persecution that the dear Saviour himself trod. And we read in his letter to the church at Corinth, don't we? He says to them, persecuted but not forsaken, cast down but not destroyed. And the Lord stood by him because he loved him, and because his favour was toward the dear apostle. And the Lord stood by him to show him the wonders God alone could do in deliverance. Well, there are many other ways we could look at that if time allowed, but not only was that very precious to me, but especially these words, what the Lord said to him, be of good cheer, Paul. You know, there were several occasions where the Lord spoke to him those precious words. And we think of going back to the 27th chapter when they were to be shipwrecked, and there he was, a prisoner among them. And what did he say? Wherefore, sirs, now think of the circumstances. There they were, fearing for their lives, the tempest so high. And yet, what does he say to them? Wherefore, sirs, be of good cheer. For I believe God that it shall be even as it was told me. Be of good cheer. You know, it's only the Lord that can speak such a word as that. There's no doubt the apostle and many in that ship, and we're not told of the eternal standing of those that were with him, but we know they were all to be brought safely to land, some on board, some on broken pieces of the ship, and some swam. But they all got there. He says, be of good cheer. In other words, this be of good cheer was to lift their spirits. There was much to cast them down. As the dear apostle here in this word we have before us this evening, there may be those of you who have much to cast you down. But oh, may the Holy Spirit say this to you, but be of good cheer. And why could he be of good cheer in that ship? Why could he be of good cheer here? because the Lord had given him faith to look above it all to him who was able to deliver him. You see, the Lord has all power to deliver his dear people. And he was to deliver the apostle from these Pharisees and Sadducees. He was to deliver him and all those in that ship from the sea and the raging of the storm. But we find too that the dear Lord Jesus himself spoke the same words. Firstly, when the disciples were in the ship and the wind was contrary and they were in the midst of the sea, and it was the fourth watch of the night, which was the darkest hour, and there's no doubt they felt they were all left alone. He had gone into a mountain to pray. But what does he do? That fourth watch of the night, he came to them walking upon the sea. And they were troubled, saying, "It is a spirit," and cried out for fear. And then the Saviour speaks to them. And may he speak this to each of our souls tonight. And straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, "Be of good cheer." You know, understand this, "be of good cheer." When the Saviour said it to them, it was to comfort them. That's what it was to do. And you know, if you see a person in much sorrow, you would, if you really loved them and thought much of them, or even if they were strangers, we should comfort them in their distresses. And here he says to them, "Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid." And then the Saviour spoke to that beautiful word in John 16 to close the chapter. There were the disciples full of sorrow. He was going to leave them. He said to them, didn't he, in verse 22, "Ye now therefore have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no man taketh from you." But in the closing verse, he says this to them: "These things have I spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation." But then listen: "But be of good cheer, I have overcome the world." And those of you tonight, they have things that may be weighing you down, troubles of every sort, sins within your heart, and many things to perplex you. But may the Saviour whisper those words, just as the Lord used the dear Apostle Paul to speak on that ship, "Be of good cheer." And naturally speaking, it was an impossibility, but the Lord gave them and gave the apostle that faith to believe that the Lord would cheer each of their hearts. And then think of it concerning the Saviour. He spoke that to those troubled disciples to comfort their hearts, both in the sea and too when he was to leave them. So we find in that sacred word that we have read tonight, and may the Holy Spirit whisper it to your poor soul and to mine. And if he speak it to you, as he did the apostle, it'll be life and power to you. The power of it, the application of it, the reality of it, You may not even be able to describe in words. The night following, the Lord stood by him and said, "Be of good cheer, Paul, for thou hast testified of me in Jerusalem." The Lord had wonderfully enabled him to. But the ministry was not over yet, not finished yet. There was more for him to do, in spite of all the threats to destroy his life. And what does the Lord say to him? "So must thou bear witness also at Rome." There was that to be accomplished, you see. This is why he got to be of good cheer. And it may be in your heart and in your pathway and in your life's experience there are those things yet to be accomplished. Therefore, and they're not my words, be of good cheer. And when the Lord sweetly fulfills it, then you'll be able to praise and bless his holy name, as the dear apostle did on so many occasions. Well, may the Holy Spirit apply the word.